the lake, so we're going fishing.
Just a very short segment here on Mike McFeely Outdoors and the Mighty 790 KFGO on the Saturday morning. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service with us. His appearance is brought to us by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. And Jeff is telling us a scary story about, you heard in the previous segment, I don't need to repeat it, but Jeff, it raises the interesting question, and you broached it about, when do you put yourself in harm's way for your dog? And you said, yeah, that I'm sure that people have been giving you crap. I know people that would give me crap if I, you know, went out of my way to try to save a dog or a pet or anything else. But I don't know the answer to that. I don't. I mean, it's you know, you mentioned you have you've been married 19 years. You have a wonderful son. Things are going well for you. And it is a dog. It is your family pet. But it's a in the spur of the moment like that, you just kind of react on instinct, I think, right?
It's absolutely correct. I mean, I didn't second guess it at all. And if you would, how can you sit there and watch your dog just drown? I know it's going to be hard, and some people are saying, yeah, you know, I could do it, I'll just get another dog. Well, I don't think then you get it. I don't think you get what I have with mine and how everything works. I mean, I don't know. That's a touchy subject, and I don't know how to go on anymore other than I'm not going to watch my dog go down. If there's any way in heck I can save him, I'm going to save him.
Well, and the other part of it is you didn't think clearly that you're going to get in that situation yourself. I mean,
well, the wounds really aren't that deep.
Right. I mean, you didn't say, okay, I'm going to go out there and save the dog and then die myself. I mean, you didn't
right.
say that. You said, I'm going to go out there and get the dog. We'll come back. We'll warm up and we'll get back hunting again. You didn't, in your mind, you didn't say, I'm going to, you know, be in the situation here where I might be leaving my family and my friends behind.
Exactly. And people are like, well, you need to be more prepared for that. Well, how do you prepare for that?
Right.
And yeah. We weren't even anywhere near. We were like 350, 400 yards from a slough. And you just luck what happened. The doggone bird went down and my dog was chasing it because he knew it was a cripple. And that's his job.
Yep.
So I can't prepare for that.
No, I you can't. Are you going deer hunting today, Jeff? You have about 2 minutes before the deer season opens, so you better get off the radio with me and go get after it.
No, we're gonna go. We're gonna give her. I'm kind of a lazy hunter. I'll probably go out about 2 o'clock or so. And I actually did score a buck tag. I've had my cameras up. I haven't seen anything since August, other than a couple little bucks that I'm gonna pass on. And, you know, we got hit real hard with that snow last year. I mean, I don't know if you remember the videos I put on Facebook.
Yeah, oh, no, I do. Yeah.
The 9 feet of snow in my backyard did not help, and I hunt close to my house. So we're going to go out and watch, and I like watching the deer, too. I like eating them, but I also like watching them. So I don't need to kill anything. I'm just going to reflect on what happened this last week and how lucky I have it as a be able to do this kind of stuff, you know?
Okay. All right, Jeff, if people want to get a hold of you to set up a guide trip, we need to come back maybe next week. And I know that Woodland Resort is really getting heavy into the ice fishing. You guys are really gearing up for that. So let's save that talk for next week because I had to hear your story and I wasn't going to cut you off and tell you, okay, we need to talk ice fishing now. I wanted to hear your dramatic story. So let's do that next week. But in the meantime, if people want to book a trip or talk ice fishing with Woodland Resort, what phone number do they call?
Yep, call Woodland Resort at area code 701-662-5996. If you want to talk to me, you certainly can. Just leave a message for me and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Probably try to leave a cell phone because I've been calling homes and you're never home. So, you know, 701-662-5996, Woodland Resort. Give us a ring.
Okay, go hug your wife and kid and then go shoot a deer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort. I need to run. I'm past my point here, too. This has been Mike McFeely Outdoors in the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I...